K-O-4-N-U-E. K-O-4-N-U-E. K-I-4-L-C-I.
4-L-C-I.
Wobbly in the repeater. You in there for a few seconds and you're out for a few seconds. I heard you were looking for me.
Is that any better, Andy? Trying to touch base with you. I don't have any other way to contact you. I know you said your computer was not too good, so I didn't know whether you checked your email or not. But I just want to let you know I appreciate you helping me out on Tuesday night. And just to kind of show my appreciation, everybody that helped me. I built a couple of antennas for 2 meters out of some copper pipe. Some of it was left over down in the shop, and instead of taking it to the scrapyard. So long story short, I got you a copper pipe J-pole that I built. And I was trying to figure out if I could drop it off in Pickens somewhere. I go to Pickens once a week, and I was wondering if I could drop it off at somewhere in that area so you could swing by and pick it up. I know the guys at 12 Mile Defense on Catherine Street, but I wasn't sure how far of a drive that would be for you to be, but I can come up your way and drop it off somewhere. But I'm just going to figure out what you would like to do.
Come right here where I live, but you got to know where I live. You know, where LZI, I was going to tell you where I live there, but I don't know if you'd find it or not, but you know where the Pickens EOC is? Well, the bottom of it down there on the first Tuesday of the month. I know you may not be available then, but that's when we have our meeting at 7 p.m. down there. Are you available to make it then?
Honestly, I'm not sure, but I can go down there and talk with the guy. I've talked with him several times. I've met him. And they'll just send a runner down there to get him, and he'll meet me up on the second floor. I'll just drop it off with him and put your call sign on it. And when you come to the next meeting, you can pick it up. So I'm just going to let you know. So there's a tuning stub on it, on the quarter wave section of it. And it's tuned for 146.610. And it's pretty close, if my meter's right now. And I do have an older meter, so it's possible it could be out of calibration. But it's pretty close to 1-to-1. So it'll take a PL 259 just to screw on it. And I mean, you can use it or not. That's up to you. But I just gonna let you know. Hey, I'm kind of taking some of the information that y'all taught me on Tuesday nights and just trying to pay it forward, I guess. So I will drop it off at the Pickens County EOC and put your call sign on it. They may not know what it is because it just looks like a bunch of copper pipes welded together. But it works really well. I've tested it out, and I'm kind of tickled to death with it. So maybe one night you can plug your handy talkie into it and try it out. And so at any rate, that's what I was wanting. And just wanted to say thank you, Andy. I appreciate your help.
Well, you didn't have to do all that. That's kind of the first 2-meter antenna I had up. It wasn't a copper one, but it was a lumen Jake Pole when I first took Major Anderson I had up. If I thought you could find where I live, I'd tell you just to drop it on by here where I'm at, but I don't know if you'd be able to find it or not.
Will GPS get me there?
If I've seen with GPS and other situations, I'm not going to write that 100%, though. Not 100% I won't, because I've seen one place where it sent you through a shortcut. It was a muddy dirt road, and a particular vehicle I was in with another ham, it would have buried him up and got him stuck. So, well, I saw it probably well, but I can't be sure of it.
You were up on the mountain, Andy.
Where I'm at, you know, up here where the park office visitor center is up here on Lake Ullinoa.
You do not. Let me just, I tell you what, Andy, let me drop it off at Pickens County EOC. They're pretty good people down there. I don't think anything happened to it. And if you can swing by there early, or just wait till, you know, you're meeting down there. But I'll drop it off down there, and you can do with it what you want. But yeah, that's what I was wanting. I started sending you an email, but he may not get it. So I've been calling for you for, I guess, a day or two now, and finally, I guess somebody told you I was looking for you. So, but that's what I wanted.
Well, my computer's somewhat on life support. I got 3 keys right now that stick. I'm able to receive email, but, you know, it could cut out at any time when I'm already doing like it is, and I've got to see someone else to buy something about that, because something happens to it, I won't be able to get the email from IEC, Mandel Rigdon over here, where he sends out an assistant EC, Thomas, N4ARS. They send out email every so often, and that I was telling you about, that's where we meet at, there at the EOC on the first Tuesday of the month, there at 7 o'clock.
I've met with Mandel and tried to join, but I don't live in that county. I live in Spartanburg County, and they won't let me be a member because I live about 50 minutes away, which, you know, I understand. I get it. But at any rate, I do know some of the guys there, and I'll be over that way on probably Monday. So I'll just swing by the EOC and give it to them, and you just pick it up at the next meeting.
Gentlemen, you go in there. If you don't see Thomas at the time, I don't know. He's there a lot of times, but I don't know when he is or when he ain't. Did it? But one of the members of the communications group there, Jake Paul,
now
they'll get that and understand that.
Good. Well, just, I'm sure you got an SWR meter, but if you want it tuned to something else other than 146.610, let me know and I'll get it set for you. But if you wanna leave it there, then that's pretty much what it's set at. So I'll drop it off, Andy. Thanks. Appreciate your help.
Yeah, I've already, like I told you a few weeks ago, I've got an SWR analyzer here. It cost me a good chunk even back in 06 when I bought it, but I knew with all the different frequencies we use, I knew I'd need it. So I've got a way to adjust it. I don't often, what I'm on right now is my fixed station. I don't often have it hooked up during the summer because I got so much money sunk into it, so to speak. And usually I'm on HT, but we got a few days here where it's going to be pretty good. And I ain't likely to be in the storm, so I went ahead and hooked the fixed station back up. But Yeah, I forgot about that. In fact, they changed the rules on that. We got one member who lives in Blue Ridge, but he become a member long before I even had my license. And they wasn't that picky back then, but now if your primary residence ain't in Pickens County, they won't let you join up. I had forgot about that, but that sounds good enough, KI4LZ.
I appreciate it, bud. KO4NUE, and I'm clear, sir. You have a wonderful night, and I'll see you on the net or whenever.
It's Larry, KK4JBQ, doing the net. Now, he gets on at UCL late on Tuesday night, but he don't get on a whole lot at any other time that I'm aware of here right lately, so KI4LZI.
He knows what's going on, and I suspect he's already. I had to mail his, so UPS is showing it was delivered already. So I guess I'll hear about it on the net. But if you check in on the net one night and you scratch it or can't get out, then. Then we know it was my antenna. So anyway, thank you, Andy. I appreciate the support, and I'll talk at you later.
Like I said, I've got a lot of money sunk into this station between this antenna and this 8900R I got here. And my finances ain't what they was back when I bought this year, so I primarily most times some are used to HT since I can get into this real good without it. And when I think out there, it's going to be a long period of time we ain't wavering a lot, and then I'll hook it back up. KI4LZI.
For WHMN0TR.
You are multitasking.
Interrupting my banana pudding and all the other things I'm doing. Bernice is sitting over there. What are you doing, Bernice? I'm taking the hem out of a pair of pants, I guess, for the grandson, right? Yeah, for the grandson.
Just listening to y'all makes me tired sometimes. Y'all work harder than I do.
I know, Bill. What all we done today? What did we do today, Bernice? I went down and cleaned off the picnic table by the range down there. It was getting a little grody. And then I took care of the chickens, of course, and we picked some tomatoes. Still getting some tomatoes. The vine's not looking like much, but they're still producing. And I think you got a few cucumbers, didn't you?
No,
she didn't look today. And, I haven't felt like doing a whole lot. That shoulder's still paining me and the back's still paining me. But other than that, accomplished quite a little bit.
Every day, if you do a little, it turns into a lot over time. So that's my motto. I give a little every day, and at the end of the week, I feel like I've done enough. Most weeks.
Chad and Andy visiting a little bit a minute ago, but I didn't get all of it. I just happened to turn it on about that time because I've been over there. Gary's going to come over tomorrow for a little bit with his son, KI4DOS, and related to one of those items I was texting you about, and look that over. And so I thought I'd better check some of these so I can show them how that thing works.
That's a good thing. Checking them out, making sure they're right. Wouldn't want them to be wrong in that case.
Did send you a picture of a friend of mine up in Kansas. He was a machinist. And I always keep that right above the bench there. I'll have to send that to you. It was of a... It shows you that alcohol and handguns don't mix.
It's not a good combination at all. I've had to calm a few people down in my time about that.
What happened? I wasn't around me at the time, thank God. But he was called Arkansas John. And he liked to experiment with the Super Blackhawks. And he went out one day and he was firing. And he made two or three big bangs and then it made a pop. And that's when you stop. But he'd been drinking and he didn't. And thank God there wasn't nobody with him. Because the next one sent a bullet down the a barrel, and there was already a bullet in the barrel because it was just a primer that went off.
Couldn't have turned out well. I would imagine that caused a pretty severe malfunction.
God, nobody was with him. Well, I sent Chad home with some upside down peach cake yesterday. And, it was pretty. He stopped by for a little bit. And Bernice loaded him up with some other things. I don't know what all. But him and Anna was going to go out to eat. It was their date night.
I'm jealous again. Upside down peach cake. That sounds pretty good. I did get some homemade chicken noodle soup for dinner. So, if that counts.
My favorites. You know what they call that, don't you?
What?
That's Jewish penicillin. When you're sick or got a cold or something, chicken noodle soup.
There. Man, I love it. Love it homemade. I don't care too much for Campbell's, but I love it when we make it homemade. It's real good, and easy to make. All you have to do is put everything in one pot and let it boil a little bit. Easy. M4WHM.
I'd still like a good old Camel's. I sent you that picture, Bill. I still like good old Camel's chicken noodle soup, but the bad part about it is that canned stuff. Number one, they reduced the size of the can and charged the same price, which I don't really care about that. And what I care about is it's got like, if you buy the regular one, it's got like 1,600 milligrams of salt. And I'm telling you, that's almost 2,000 or along in that area is your full daily requirement for chicken noodle soup. That's one serving, isn't it, Bernice? I'm not sure, but I don't know if that's for the whole can or just one cup, but it's a lot of salt. Yeah, oh my is an understatement on that picture, ain't it?
Yes, I was being polite. That's pretty much a total failure of equipment.
Tell me that, that was baloney. He said he had a friend that did that, and he shot five more shots in behind it, and it didn't even affect it. It was so strong. I didn't even bother to answer him. That top strap, he actually took a torch, if you look at it closely, and tried to bend it back into shape. He was a dandy. He'd take... cast lead bullets, and he cast them almost 22 Bernal up to linotype, which is really hard, and then he'd coat them with Teflon, trying to get higher velocities out of it.
I don't know about all that. That's above my pay grade. I'm the type I have to buy the store-bought. I ain't got enough sense to do it by hand.
Yeah, you do, Bill, but I just sent you another picture there when you get your general license. That fella there, I think he's still going, and I've worked him quite a few times. That 3,077 is every county in the United States. And he's worked every county in the United States. And he's from a different country. Oscar Fox, he's from Finland. That's pretty amazing.
That had to be quite an adventure. I would imagine those last few come in really exciting. And I'm sure it took a little while, too. That's quite an achievement.
Photographer, too. A CW man. But I've worked him, I don't know how many bands, but I was amazed by that accomplishment. And if you stop and think about it, there's places out there like in Kansas and New Mexico and, you know, the boondocks where hardly a man has ever set foot on there. It's as bad as being on the moon, just about.
I agree there. You get out west and, I mean, there's miles where nobody has walked it in a long time, and to be able to contact every county, that is quite amazing. Took a lot of time and effort, and it's a story worth repeating. I'll share this with some of my friends.
Central TR, that's some of the fascinating things that you run into on ham radio. I worked with an old guy one time, and he was 99 years old, and he was a railroad telegrapher. But you know, when I was a little kid, it would have been in the 50s, I remember going down to 7th and Michigan there with my dad, where they sold tickets to get on the passenger trains, and he was going to catch a train out of there that day. He was a fireman, then an engineer later on, but he took me upstairs there across the street, and it was just full of telegraph keys, and they were still using them clear back then, Bill.
Listening to a guy up in Gainesville repeater when I was at when I went to pick up his radio today, and he's working with a middle school amateur radio club there out of Atlanta, and they're making some kind of CW gear that fits in an Altoid can, and they're getting the boards and making the keys, and he was talking about they were soldering resistors on them, and first one thing and another, and you know, we're talking 11 to 13 years old, and he said, you know, so this is their second or third meeting, and he said, so far the group's hanging in there. He said all of them have come back. There's about 14 or 15 of them, I think, if I remember right. But and they'll do a ham cram in the spring and try to get them all licensed, or as many as they can.
Great. That tier in an Altoid can is pretty common. There's many ways you can make them, but Ariel's the go-to man on the small. I mean, when he goes at those summits on the air, he measures the weight that he carries in grams, if you can imagine that.
When you go on long hikes or marches, the ounces turn into pounds, and those pounds weigh heavy on you when you're hauling it, that's for sure. People don't think about what a lot of the folks in the military go through between wearing their protective gear and their packs. They're carrying over 100 pounds easy, and you walk around with 100 pounds on your back all day, it wears on you. So yeah, these folks that do mountain climbing and stuff, yeah, they get it down to the gram. They're very particular.
Passed away the other day running the crucible, they call it. I think that's Army, isn't it? It's in 0TR.
Crucible. I'm pretty sure it is. Memory's right. Could be wrong. Never know. NWHM.
Dude, it's Marines or Army, or I was thinking that Ranger School did that. But, wow. Yeah, they carry a tremendous amount of weight. Yeah, the one that always got me was how much the paratroopers carried, like the guys in the 82nd. Yeah, unbelievable.
It's, I mean, it's not uncommon to carry 80 to 90 pounds. I mean, even when I was going through my medic training in Texas, we'd go on marches. We'd march 10 miles pretty regular, and you were carrying all your gear and then your aid bag, and that first aid bag weighed about 35 pounds. And that was a light one, and you had your other gear, so we were pushing 90 to 100 pounds, and it gets you in shape, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can believe that. Never did have to do anything like that. All of us flight crew guys had to go to survival school, but... and the only thing that wasn't contraband was toothbrush and toothpaste, and the only ones that carried that was the officers, and they usually wound up eating it. But all you had was a jacket and what was on you. I was in a flight suit, but I had a big coat. I still like froze to death, but we didn't have to carry any weight, thank God.
I went through winter survival training and desert survival training, and the winter survival training was a whole lot easier than the heat. I basically made me a snow cave, and I held up for 2 days in it on the winter survival. But the desert survival was, it was brutal. I mean, there was just nothing but heat, and it was so hot you couldn't even hardly sweat.
Well, this was at a place they called Warner Springs, and I can't tell you where it was at, but some guy told me later on, it was, some of it was around 12,000 feet, I know, but you was huffing and a puffing, and when you go on a, like an 8 mile evasion, and they'd be hunting you in the daylight, and then you'd go on an 8 mile of evasion at night, I guess it was 8 miles at night, it was during the day. I kind of just followed the navigational flight officers. They're the ones with the compasses, you know.
When I went through what they call PLDC, Primary Leadership Development class, when I was E4, and it was here in Georgia, and down below Macon, in part of the forest, and we got out there at night, and they had put our navigation charts in a packet, and it was written with red ink. Well, we had red lenses on our flashlights, so you couldn't see them, and we'd have to get our poncho out, close up the hood, huddle under it, take the light off, our lens cap off, so we could see the directions. It took us, I'll admit, it took us about an hour to figure out how to do that.
Next, didn't they? yeah, it's amazing what you can endure and you don't think you can. Well, you'll meet guys on your, I talked to an Air Force guy one night, and he was within, I have to look at the card, I think 90 miles of the North Pole. And I know what he was doing. He was on the dew line, if you remember that. But I really enjoyed that. I talked to a guy one day, and he was up in the Yukon. And we was having a conversation, and clear as a bell, and he says, Tom, he says, you'll have to wait for about 5 minutes. And he says, I'll be right back. I don't even know if it was 5 minutes. And I said, how come? And he said, well, I'm going on to a ferry. And he said, you can't transmit on the ferry. And pretty soon he got across that river or whatever he was on, and he come right back. And I was kind of amazed at that.
There's some strange things that go on in this little world. I'm looking so forward to, I'll just say October, because I think the day I take the test is, be a week from Tuesday, so I can't wait to start getting some contacts on HF.
Yeah, I used to run telephone patches a lot back in the 90s from Antarctica back up to, they'd come in to Florida or someplace wherever the skip was, and then ham operators had phone patches, and they'd patch them into their loved ones back in the States. We had a Mars station over there in Cameron Bay in Vietnam, but I never did use it. But they said they worked good, and I like to listen to them from Antarctica. I was talking to a guy in Antarctica one night, and I said, I love to watch Life Below Zero. He says, you know the difference between where that lady lives at and where we're at? And I said, well, no, sir, I don't. This is N0TR, by the way. And he says, well, she has 50 below zero, and we have 100 below zero.
The coldest actual air temp I've ever been in was about 30 below with a wind chill that was, we measured it at 70 below on a firing line up in Watertown, New York at Fort Drum. When we were training with the 10th Mountain Division back in 92-ish, somewhere right in there, and that's about the coldest I've ever been. And I was so glad we had a old M80 Dodge ambulance that had a heater in the back of it when we got done with everything we were doing.
I bet you were. I think some of the coldest times that I ever had pheasant hunting out in western Kansas, I remember when I was a kid, it was like 4 below zero, and they had 15 or 20 mile an hour winds, and I'd turn around and walk backwards until somebody'd holler, and I like froze to death out there. There's just no cover for anything. But at that survival school now, they give us a half a parachute to sleep in at night, and you rolled it up into a cone, and it's just that white nylon stuff, and got into it like a sleeping bag, which it didn't amount to nothing. It was like sleeping in a sheet on the rocks. So what we did is we all formed a great big circle, and they give us there was 125 guys. They give us I don't know how many full parachutes, and so we strung them up in the tree and brought them down and put rocks all around the perimeter, and everybody got inside. Buddy, you got to know your brother real well. It's getting close to net time, though. You still there?
Yeah, my microphone button is a little loose, I believe. I got a new microphone. I just need to put it on here. But I was saying I need to run because the net's coming up, and I need to take Lana out. She's standing at the door waiting to go outside, so let her do her business. Always good to talk to you, Tom, and tell Bernice I said good evening, and y'all have a great night, and we will catch you down the line, hopefully tomorrow or the next day. It's M4WHM. I'll be clear on your phone.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, she's sitting here with me. We're watching Eustace and his truck that runs on wood. I never have figured that one out, but I remember seeing an episode where it got away from him. I think it pretty well got destroyed. The emergency brake didn't hold. and he lost his buddy Preston. That was sad, to liver cancer, but he's still going up there in the Blue Ridge Mountains someplace. Yeah, it's Blue Ridge, isn't it, Bruce?
Yeah,
North Carolina. 73, Bill. Have a good day. Glad you texted me about that. That looks like a nice radio. N4WHM in 0TR Cliff.
Welcome to the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt, and my location is Western Greenville County. In the instant burst of amateur radio, this net is called nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the EchoLink node 545072. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Top Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina, border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed are available on the frequency invited to check in. Is there any formal emergency traffic announcements for bulletins for the net? Please call WG4MC or Net Control. In the roll call, this is the directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in your proper alphabetical group. When it's called, when you check in, please keep your call sign. Phonetically, it's always appreciated. Name, location, and sending your attention to the net for the right to portion. Before we start our check-ins, let's start with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4MKH. That's Marshall in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate stopping by, Marshall. W4FCM for NTR, his wife Isla, N4IEI. Then we got Leroy and Taylor, KA5WLL. Then we got KW4TS, Mr. Jim and Pelzer. KN4RJN, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we got N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. KJ4HKC, John and Belton. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. KC4W Bill and Anderson. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-in. Don't have any EchoLink stations up at the moment, so we'll be in our RF check-ins tonight being Thursday night. We start with Quebec 3 Tango Group Q3T for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
MC. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
MC. Hey, Matt. Please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Romeo Mike. It's AA4RM. I'm Robert in Easley, negative and negative.
B4MC. Please check in Kilo 4 Romeo Mike. K4RM Fred, also Miss Mary, N4MRY, November 4, Mike, Romeo Yankee. We're mobile in Traveler's Rest tonight. No traffic, no table. Good evening, all.
4MC would like to welcome N0TR of Southern Greer. Appreciate stopping by, Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. And then we got 884RM, Robert and Easley. And we got K4RM, Fred TR. And N4MYY, Miss Mary. Fred, please tell me where we said hello. Y'all be careful out there on the mobile. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
YP, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. This is Anna. I'm in Campobello, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
See, we'd like to welcome KO4 RYT, Miss Anna in Campobello. Appreciate stopping by, Anna. Hope you're doing well. We'll slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the end of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu, U through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Over Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Chief Columbus. Check me in and out tonight.
November 4, Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. My name is Mike, if I didn't mention it. We're over here in the suburbs of Ray Court tonight, and we'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
Okay. 84ZEH. That's Keith in Columbus. Appreciate you stopping by, Keith. And then we have N4UZ. That's Mike. And brings us to wife, Nancy, AF4ET. They're in Gray Court. Mike, please tell Nancy, please say hello. Hope you are doing well. This is Station Uniform through Zulu, U3Z for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
And Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie, KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Appreciate you stopping by, David. All right, we'll fly down to the next alphabetical group, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
WG4MC. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks a lot.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4MC. Matt, this is Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
MC. Second K1CJW. It's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland. And we live in Pickens. And negative and negative. And good evening to all.
Gang Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
4MC. In the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joey. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q-Matt. All on the net.
W4CTW, that's Tyler and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Tyler. We got W4DJW, Mr. David Greer. KM4BLK, Kurt Greenville. K1CJW, Rowan and Pickens. KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, Minister Gary. And his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Gary, please tell Joy we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Recheck. Certain Greenville is Bravo Lima Hotel, not BLK.
BLH Hotel. Sorry about that, Kirk. I said it wrong, but I wrote it down right. Appreciate the correction. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WT4MC.
WT4MC. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative, 73s to you and everybody on the net.
We'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Appreciate you stopping by, Dave. We'll fly down the next alphabetical group now, which will take us to the Echo Through Hotel, E2H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, portable, Juliet and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Like, welcome W4FHJ, Gene and Taylor. Appreciate you stopping by, Gene. So we got KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, and her husband Mark, W2MJB. Appreciate stopping by, Wendy. Please tell Mark we said hello. Additional stations, echo through hotel, E through base for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. Blue Ridge 2 Internet will slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Net Control. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot. That's him. Mobile in Simpsonville, negative and 80 tonight.
4MC. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, though, and say sympathies for everybody.
4MC. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKB. My name is Duncan, and I'm up here in Asheville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment this evening, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
UG4MC. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
4MC. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
Oh. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John, based in Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for hosting the net. 73 to everyone.
There's 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jim in Sinsville. Jim, I'm afraid I didn't get all your call sign. I just got your stuff. It's 4KF. Please come back, please, sir. A little bit later. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, out there in Tuxedo. So we got KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, they made their home in Greer. Larry told Donna, he said hello. Then we got Mr. Andy up there in Table Rock, KI4LZI. Then we got KU4JRK, John, up there in Paris Mountain. Appreciate stopping by, John. Additional stations, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC or Net Control. This alphabetical route, which is a very patient route for this Thursday evening, Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. You check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in the mobile tonight, mobiling around Piedmont. 73 to you and all in that. I'll be negative and negative.
Echo. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH, Campobello, South Carolina. Thank you for calling the net tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in, Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt and Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
WG 4MC. Please check in, Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, Melvin and Hendersonville. And also please check in, Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike. That's KZ4PAM. My wife Pam. Thanks,
Matt. Hey, at the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH, that's Fran Piedmont. Then we got KO4NUE, Chad Campobello. Then we got K4OIM, Mr. Wall, White, Bowen, Emin. W4MHE, Mel in Hendersonville. And then we got KZ4PAM, Ms. Pam, also in Hendersonville. Well, please tell Ms. Pam we said hello. Additional stations, Mike 355, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. Alpha at once, so now it's open up to that B group Alpha, there's Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
Please check in KZ4TMA, Kilo Zulu 4, Tango Mike Alpha, Simon in Greenville. No traffic, no comments, and unfortunately I'm in and out tonight. Thank you.
AZ4TMA, Simon in Greenville. Appreciate stopping by, Simon. Additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu Alpha for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC. The Kingdom Phone Force the Net with our thanks for everyone checking in. All stations wishing to hear may do so. We will begin the Ride 2 portion. We don't have anybody signed up. So we'll ask for another round of check-ins. Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
And please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction, South Carolina. I'll be short time.
Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. Dave, sorry, Dave, I didn't get your location, please, sir.
Junction, South Carolina. WT3M. Back to net.
Sam, appreciate that, Dave, and again, I hope you're doing well. Final call for check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, Zulu 3 Alpha. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control. Stand by, second, I'll send a net report. See, now secure the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone checking in. We will now return the computer back to normal amateur E 73. Good night and good luck. WG4MC, clear.
K4OIM, you there, Walt? KI4LCI. OIM. K4OIM. KI4LCI.
KI4LCI, K4OIM. What's up, Andy?
LCI, I was just curious. You gonna make it to the Clam Fest down at Anderson, down there at Darwin Wright Park, off the interstate?
Nothing about it. When's it gonna be?
May the 16th. See, this is September 16th of October. And the talk-in will be on 146790 on Sassafras Mountain.
Talk-in again. Let me write it down.
It's 146790. It's up on Sassafras Mountain. That's their talk-in frequency of the Anderson Radio Club.
Been to that one down in Anderson. I was wondering when the next one was going to be around here. I know there's going to be one up in Rock Hill, but I've been to it twice, and it's just in the back, in a parking lot up there behind the church. And it wasn't a waste of gas to go to it. But, I'm going to try to make it to that one in Anderson. Thanks for letting me know, Andy. KI4LZI, K4OIM.
Their repeater, they have their net 30 minutes before this one here is. It's on their repeater just before I come here, and they say it's still on. Now, I don't expect it to be shareable or anything like that. It's not a real big ham fest either, but... As far as, and it could get canceled, but what I heard a while ago on their net, it's still on. And that's where the talk-in will be, and it's off the interstate down there just above Anderson, but I couldn't. I know how to get it, but me explaining it to you, I'd never be able to do it.
Before I retired, I done a lot of grading down there in Anderson. I hated to go to that county. They got the roughest inspectors you ever see. I done a grading on a subdivision down there. Half of it was on one side of the road in Anderson County, and the other half was in Greenville County on the other side of the road. I had no problems whatsoever with Greenville County inspectors, but boy, Anderson is something else.
No, I have go. From where you live, you might even get there, Repeater. I can't write it in stone, but you might be able to. The other one they got linked into the warning system, but that 7-9's up here above me, too, and that's where the talk-in will be at.